This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Beautiful sounds from Loretta Kelly, Lydia Ivins, and Andrea Larson, the trio from the upcoming Christmas Revels program. The Christmas Revels this year, a Nordic celebration of the winter solstice, happening on the 14th through the 17th at the Hopkins Center for the Arts at Dartmouth. Who'd like to tell us about that piece?
This is Andrea. We just played a bridal march from Elvdalen, which is a village in the historical province of Dalarna, from which many rich music and art traditions come.
Nils Fredlund is the artistic director for the Revels. He's an internationally renowned contra and square dance color and also a classically trained trombonist and singer, adept at performing in many different styles. So, Nils, will you be playing trombone in the Revels show this year?
Not this year. But there is a trombone player that will be on stage. It just won't be me.
Nils, can you tell us a little bit about this year's Revels show?
Sure. So first, it's really a pleasure to be here. Thanks so much for having us. I want to mention, as Kate just said, that this year's theme is a Nordic celebration. We'll be featuring traditions from the five Nordic countries of Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway, and Sweden. And with that said, as is the case with every Christmas Revels, there are always Revels traditions that exist throughout the show. So folks that have been coming to the Christmas Revels for years, decades even, can show up expecting all of the various elements that have been part of those Revels traditions over time, like singing with the chorus. Lots of opportunities to do that. And the audience this year will also have a chance to be part of telling some of the stories. And everyone will be invited to dance in the aisles to move their way out to the lobby at intermission. So the Nordic show has been produced in the 10 Revels cities since 1993 many times. And each city that produces the show always does something a little bit different. And this year, we've actually written an original script to tell the story. I collaborated with a scriptwriter from Austin, Texas, named Elizabeth Sewell McCann. We started writing the script about a year ago, and the whole idea of the through line, the storyline, was to give the audience a little bit of a window and more of a direct connection to these Nordic traditions, some of which they may be familiar with. and excited about, and some which really may fall completely outside of their realm of experience. And so the premise and content of the story really revolves around this modern family, a mother and a father and a young girl. And the young girl, both in her real age and her stage age at age 12, is at the time of her life when she is curious about the depth of the traditions that she's been exposed to over the course of her whole life. So these songs and stories that she's been familiar with that have been sung to her and told to her since she was small, all of a sudden she starts to ask this question of why? What does it mean? Why do we do the things that we do? And where do I fit?
Which is very typical of adolescence, right?
Right, exactly. Right. And so, my hope in the creation of that character, the process that Elizabeth and I went through in writing the story, was to allow the audience a little bit of a window into the experience of this young girl and perhaps to experience the traditions themselves in a little bit more of a direct and deeper way.
It's time to brighten the dark solstice nights with music, dance, laughter, and maybe you. The Christmas Revels Nordic Celebration of the Winter Solstice is happening at the Hopkins Center for the Arts at Dartmouth December 14th through the 17th. Tonight, we are giving you a little preview with our special guests. We have more music for you. What should we hear next, Loretta?
This is going to be a tune on the Norwegian Hardanger fiddle, or Hardingfele, which has sympathetic strings in addition to the regular playing strings. So it adds this wonderful richness of harmony. This tune is called Reiselot fra Nes, the traveling tune from Nes, which is a village in the valley of Hallingdal in Norway.
Loretta Kelly here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio on the Hardanger Fiddle. Loretta has performed in 5 different productions of the Northlands Revels show in Washington, D.C., New York, Hanover, and Portland. She's made over 30 study trips to Norway and has placed highly in many fiddle competitions there. Her playing's been featured in an hour-long radio program on Norwegian radio, and her recording with Andrea Hoag and Charlie Pilser, Hambo in the Snow, was nominated for a Grammy Award in the Best Traditional World Music Album category. She's currently the president of the Hardanger Fiddle Association of America. Such talent involved with the Revels shows. Life goes on after the Revels, though, right, Loretta? Tell us what's happening for you after you complete your Christmas Revels tour.
Yes, I will be performing together with Andrea Hoag and Charlie Pilser and nickel harpa player Melissa Running at a Christmas show in Washington, D.C. for the Institute of Musical Traditions on December 18th. And if you look up imtfolk.org, if anyone is in the Washington, D.C. area, you can get information about that concert.
Nils Fredlund is the artistic director for the Revels. Nils, there's a lot that goes into putting on the Revels performances each year, isn't there? What's the process like?
It's a really amazing and exciting process that starts, about a year ahead of time, if not more. So after settling on the theme, the Nordic theme for this year's show, I considered my ideal slate of guest artists, and I started making phone calls, and I have been incredibly fortunate to be able to work with this amazing group of people, including Loretta and Lydia and Andrea. We also have a number of other guest artists that aren't with us this weekend. A Finnish woman named Maria Soria, who'll be coming from Southern California, her current home, and Corey DeMario will be joining us on upright bass, coming from Brattleboro, Vermont. And then we also have a Norwegian dancer coming from Norway, whose name is Tom
Lovely.
Tom Lovely. Good. And Tom has danced in many, many, many Christmas revels over the course of the time that the Nordic show has been produced in the various revels cities. So it's been really a great process to put this team of artists together.
In addition to all these professional performers that you have appearing in the show, you also have some young people joining you. Is that correct?
There is, in fact. So we have our lead girl character being played by a young actress from Stratford, Vermont, named Maeve Miller. It's been really a great process to work with Maeve. But as is the case with the Christmas Revels every year, it is a very large cast of community members. So this year we have a chorus of, I think, just upwards of 70 people, ranging in age from, I think, age 8 on the young side, all the way through I don't know how old, but yeah, it's runs the full range of generations, and it's really exciting to be able to pull those multi-generational components together to put the show on.
How long does it take you to put this whole thing together?
So auditions for the chorus happened at the beginning of May, and we let folks know in June, and send them a lot of details over the summer, some of which sink in. But, you know, Christmas is pretty far away in June. And so really the process starts with our kickoff rehearsal, which happened at the end of September. So we've been in rehearsal since September 24th.
You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio with a little preview of this year's Christmas Revels show that's happening December 14th through the 17th. Our guests in the studio are Loretta Kelly, Lydia Ivins, Andrea Larson, and Artistic Director Nils Fredlund. This is NHPR.
From the time your feet hit the floor in the morning to when your cereal hits the bowl, the news can change pretty radically.
We don't know what the charges are.
The allegations became public. Harvey Weinstein said he was going to take a leave.
Male driving a rented Home Depot pickup truck entered the West Side Highway.
And when it does, Morning Edition keeps you up to date with reliable, fact-based, and efficient reporting. Wake up with Morning Edition tomorrow.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and the Lumber Barn. Introducing Mikasa, the red iron wood, a durable, sustainably produced tropical hardwood used for decking and decor. Information at lumberbarn.com for email details. You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio with a little preview from this year's Christmas Revels show. It's a Nordic celebration. What should we hear next?
This is a Norwegian song, and it's actually accompanied by fiddle, and I'm going to play the fiddle part for Andrea to sing. And this is a song without words in a style of singing in Norway called tralling, and it's just in a way of this for the singer to express a tune, a fiddle tune or a tune played by another instrument, using nonsense syllables. And singer does an amazing job of imitating the sound of a fiddle. So this is called blåtoner, blue notes.
Loretta Kelly on the fiddle, and Andrea Larson on the vocal. Andrea Larson has fiddled for Christmas Revels in New York and Boston, toured nationally as a soprano with the Waverly Consort, and performed with the Ryan Longsword and Grammy-nominated trio Hoag Kelly Pilser. And Andrea performs and records with one of our other Christmas Revels guests, Lydia Ivins. Andrea, when can folks see you play?
Well, in addition to coming to the Christmas Revels and seeing us do a few of our beautiful duos on stage there, our next big appearance will be at the Flurry Dance Festival, which takes place in Saratoga Springs, February 16th through 18th of 2018. It's huge, and this year we're really excited to have one Norwegian dance class in addition to our lineup of regular Swedish events.
Nils, tell us a little bit more about what the Revels do. They do more than just the Christmas Revels performance, isn't that right?
A lot, all the time, actually. So all of our programs are really built around the idea that anyone can participate, and we really strive to create programs that are truly multi-generational, that provide opportunities for people across the generational spectrum to get together and create music and story and participate in dancing and experience traditions from all over the world. So using that as our really primary motivation, we have a series of community dances that happen over the course of the year. We have an open band, really open to anyone that has an interest, that we call the Band of Fools, that plays music for those community dances. We also have a series of pub sings that we run all the way through the year, that are community gatherings where people get together and sing chorus songs from various parts of the world. We have a new multi-generational choir that will start for a 9-week rehearsal season and a 2-performance run in March called Spring Singers that will start in 2018. We also have our Summer Revels performance, which is an outdoor celebration of the summer solstice. And that is also a very large multi-generational choir. And it's a lot of exciting stuff that happens.
Nils, is the Revels program a Dartmouth College program?
Well, we have been longtime partners in the sense that we are the only non-Hopkins Center program that happens on stage at Spalding Theater. So we have a really great relationship with Dartmouth, and we're grateful for use of the space. But we actually are not a Dartmouth program. Yeah, so we rent the space from them, and they've been really, really terrific to work with. And we, of course, love the Spalding stage. It's an amazing place to perform.
Nils Fredlund is a well-known contra dance caller. Nils, are you doing a lot of contra dance calling?
Yeah, from time to time. So Revels dominates most of my artistic attention, and I still get out and call the occasional contra dance.
We have Lydia Ivins here with her nickel harpa.
This is variably considered the national instrument of Sweden, and it has been in continuous living tradition in the province of Uppland in central Sweden for about 400 years. And Andrea and I were studying right in the little town that is the world epicenter of nickel harpa for a school year a few years ago. And like Loretta's Hardingfela, I have also sympathetic strings. I have 4 bowed strings and a fleet of 12, a full chromatic scale of sympathetic strings that I don't touch with the bow, but that ring when their note is called.
What would you like to play for us?
I thought I'd play a tune that's in the show. It's a slang polska, which is a kind of a dance tune. This is a modern tune made by a guy that we actually met because he was the organizer of a festival we played at pretty far north in Umeå. His name is Anton Teljebäck, and this is his C minor polska.
Both Loretta and Lydia spoke about sympathetic strings. What does that really mean? Like, oh, poor you. What does that really mean when you're talking about sympathetic strings and the nickel harpa and the fiddle?
Well, you're not so far off the mark. They are sympathetic in that they feel what the other strings feel. They get the vibrations. So when you bow the upper string, you cause vibrations to go down through the bridge. And then the sympathetic strings pick that up and echo it.
Although if you like to be less poetic, you can call them resonant strings instead.
One thing I've noticed over the years with the performers from the Revels shows is that there's so much passion for the story, so much passion for the magic and the wonder of the solstice celebrations that really keep performers coming back and audiences coming back year after year.
I think that is that's certainly one of the elements. It feels like I have been now the artistic director of this fine organization for, this is my third Christmas show that I've been involved with. And I feel like I'm getting my feet under me to the point where I can really see the whole production in a way that I just haven't been able to in the rehearsal process up to this point. So, you know, in a sense, I feel like the blinders have come off and I recognize what really goes into to piecing the whole thing together. Having the original script to work with, being able to experience more deeply some of the traditions that are actually part of my family's heritage. My my name is Swedish. I have Swedish roots on my father's side, but it really has not been until the process of working on this show that I have really been exposed to some of the music and dance traditions involved in my own heritage. So it's been an eye-opening experience in that regard. And then working with the chorus is really just such a treat every day.
Nils, Revels shows have been happening all over the country for a number of years, and they kind of got their origin in the Cambridge area. Isn't that right?
So Revels started in, I believe, 1971 in Cambridge, Massachusetts, by a great visionary named Jack Langstaff. Jack's daughter, Carol Langstaff, picked up his vision and actually brought it to Hanover. As I mentioned earlier, Hanover has been hosting Christmas Revels. Revels North has been in existence for, this is our 43rd year. So Revels North was the first Revels city after Cambridge. And shortly after after that, people got interested in this model of audience participation and a story through line with all of these various Revels elements that that Jack was really passionate about. And so the Revels model was picked up in various cities across the country. And in some of those cities, it's stuck for the duration and is still going on. And some of the cities hosted Revels for a number of years and have moved on to other things. So Revels has been around for a long time, and you know, we've got solid roots.
Nils Fredlund, Loretta Kelly, Andrea Larson, and Lydia Ibens are our guests in the studio here on The Folk Show. What should we hear next, Loretta?
This tune we're going to do for you now is from the village of Røros in eastern Norway, up a little bit towards the Swedish border. And it's a lively dance tune for the dance called The Pulse. And the name of the tune is Snar og ta ot, which means easy to learn or quick to pick up.
Thank you.
It's such a treat to have Loretta Kelly, Lydia Ivins, and Andrea Larson here in our studio, providing us with a little glimpse at what you can expect at this year's Christmas Revel show, the Nordic Celebration at the Hopkins Center. It's happening at Dartmouth from December 14th until the 17th. Thank you so much for stopping in, Nils Fredlund, Loretta, Lydia, and Andrea.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you very much.
For ticket information, visit revelsnorth.org. This is NHPR.
Time to trade in the short, dark days of winter for a bright, balmy Mediterranean paradise. Make your year-end gift to NHPR today for a chance to win a trip to Croatia, courtesy of Milne Travel American Express. Whether you choose to relax by its glittering coastline or hike through its many waterfalls, it's sure to be an adventure of a lifetime. Don't miss your chance to win this incredible trip for two. Make your gift right now at nhpr.org.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Land Rover Bedford, 404 South River Road, where Land Rover's Season of Adventure event is going on now through January 2nd. Details at landroverbedford.com. This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.